Thank you, Mr. President. The ongoing genocide on Palestine provides us with all the reasons to tackle the root cause of de-development in our world, that is impunity and colonialism. There is no such thing as development for people while bombs fall. Civilians need protection, not to be well-fed while getting killed. Leave no one behind slogan has been shattered by the Israeli occupying colonial power as it continues its mass slaughter of the Palestinian people, including its ongoing genocide in Gaza, where 35,000 Palestinians have been killed, including more than 14,000 children. The blood of hundreds of medical personnel, artists, educators, entrepreneurs, athletes, journalists is spilled on Gaza streets. Experts on genocide provide that killing of the most notable of your community is done to make you remember nobody is safe, to make you lose hope, to ensure the community does not resist or reorganize. The occupying genocidal power is deliberately eliminating the Palestinian history and existence and any potential future development. The financial impact of this wholesale destruction is massive, with the World Bank estimating direct damage to built-up areas at around $18.5 billion. $18.5 billion. Damage to buildings may be quantifiable, but there is no way to put a price tag on the psychological scars of the horrors of this genocide. Life will never be the same for who have lost their families and their homes and dreams. Extensive indiscriminate bombing on one of the most densely populated areas in history goes beyond destruction of buildings and infrastructure. This bombing is destroying generations. It is destroying generations. Each house contains the dreams and the memories of its inhabitants. It's not a just number reflected in UN reports. In this context, we reaffirm the SR's finding that the right to development is closely connected to ending colonization. The World Bank, IMF, and UNCTAD stated that the Israeli colonial power imposes a myriad of restrictions on the Palestinian economy that are impeding any prospects of sustainable economic growth. The occupying colonial power prevents the Palestinian people from accessing much of their own natural resources and their own land. It further isolates the Palestinian people from global markets and fragments our territory into small and disconnected cantons. The Palestinian natural resources are being exploited by the Israeli colonial power for its own economic benefits. We agree with the SR stated in his report that many colonial powers that benefited directly from exploitation of the people and their natural resources continue to deny their obligation to correct the historical injustice. And people that are victims to colonization deserve not only a sincere public apology and reparation, but also financial and technological support as part of duty of cooperation and international solidarity. But when will states uphold their current responsibility and correct the historical injustice by ending the current Israeli colonialism of the 21st century? Allow me to conclude by stating the obvious. Development and reconstruction is not just about building bricks. The Palestinian people know that painfully well because they have been battered and pummeled repeatedly by their colonizer for decades, without resource to justice or freedom. Colonialism shatters life and decimates hope. It sets back the life and potential of a nation by years, if not decades. Aid, financial aid, cannot undo this kind of horrifying and unprecedented destruction in Gaza. Only justice and accountability and ending colonialism can chart a different dignified path to healing and maintaining regional and international development, peace, and security. And I thank you.